Welcome to the English Teacher John Show.
Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Make new friends. This is an English language learning podcast in clear and easy to understand English. An English learning podcast that everyone can understand. Please visit us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Good evening, everyone. Well, yes, I thought I would finish this podcast during the day, but it's now about 9:30 p.m., and I still have a lot more work to do on it. Let's see. First, I have to think about what I want to say. Then I write down some notes. Then I edit and try to improve the notes, which become the script for the show. After that, I record the segments and do a little enhancement of the audio. Then it's time to add some music and sound effects and put it all together. And then I send it all up to the web server and make it available to everyone. So, instead of starting on this series of steps in the afternoon, which would have been the smart thing to do, I've procrastinated. And now it's getting late. And I'm still not finished. Oh, I wish I were a better time planner. Sometimes I think the problem is that I'm just too lazy. I slept in this morning and didn't really get moving until after 10 a.m. That was my first problem. After that, I just sat in our living room and read a few things while drinking coffee. I read some articles in a scuba diving magazine called Asian Diver. It's actually a pretty good magazine. And I always get excited when I read about scuba diving. Very excited. It's one of my favorite activities in the world. In fact, my wife Tomoko and I went to Indonesia this past June and did some great snorkeling and scuba diving. Ooh, excellent. So you can see that during the time today, when I should have been working on my podcast, I was drifting off into the undersea world, floating around at about 20 meters below the surface of reality, swimming with the whale sharks, jousting with giant squid, meditating with the manta rays, puffer fish, barracuda, and octopuses. At one point, I think I was tightly entangled in three or four of the octopus's tentacles. And a king mackerel swam by, followed by a nervous Napoleon wrasse. Then it was, okay. You can see that I sometimes get carried away by the currents of daydreaming, fantasizing. Just carried away. That's one of the reasons that I really love to read. Reading carries me off to the sea, the mountains, islands, remote villages. And now, here I am, washed up on the shore of Key Bordo, the island of computing. Not a coconut, but a mouse in my hand, letting my fingers do the walking and talking. Days ago, I spent some time with my friend Charlie. Charlie, my wife and I rode our bikes up a hill near our house. The leaves are really beautiful this time of year, and so we decided to park the bikes near a small lake. Then we continued with a short hike through the woods, and finally to the top of the hill. Well, let's listen to our short interview with Charlie. Well, we have a little special interview today. We're here with my good friend Charlie. How you doing, Charlie?
Hey, John. I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Hey, Charlie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and anything you'd like to tell us?
Yeah, sure. My name's Charlie. I'm 26 years old. I'm in Japan right now, teaching English, and looking to stay here for a good long while, I think.
Great. And tell us where you're from, and I know you have an interesting background. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Sure, yeah. I was born in England, in London, and shortly after we moved up north to Sheffield, and shortly after that, I moved to Spain with my mother, who's Spanish, and I met a huge family that I didn't know about over there.
Spain, wow. Yeah. And do you speak Spanish?
Yep, I went to normal school there for 7 years. Kind of, it reinvigorated all those words my mom used to speak to me when I was a baby.
Wow, could you speak back a little Spanish for us? I know we have some listeners in Spain.
Yeah, sure. Hola a todos los españoles que escuchan esta presentación. Bienvenidos. Espero que os vaya bien el inglés. Buena suerte.
Gracias.
No problem.
And Charlie, how about your hobbies? What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, I go bike riding sometimes, and I like designing buildings, of all things.
Designing buildings?
Kind of like an offshoot of architecture, but without the kudos.
Mm. Yeah. Great. How long have you been in Japan?
A year and 2 or 3 months now, so not that long.
Mm. And I've been here coming up on 2 years, okay. almost 2 years. What do you miss most about England or Spain?
It's probably just the people. Mm. England's not so great on food, but
And Spain?
Absolutely, yeah. I miss the food in Spain the most. My auntie's homemade cooking.
Ooh.
I like to say a big hello to Auntie Mami out there.
Great. And we're in Japan now. It's an adopted country for both of us.
True.
Not our native countries. What things do you really like about Japan?
Also the people. And also the food. They have probably the second best cuisine in the world. A lot of variety, very seasonal.
The second best?
Mm.
And the best cuisine, the best food in the world?
I can't tell you that. I might offend some of my listeners.
Let's see. It could be Spain or England. I think it's probably Spain.
No, it's definitely not England. That doesn't even rate in any of the world's best cuisines. It's actually, I think France has a has just as a varied and, you know, long-standing cuisine.
Mm.
Just the amount of food that they have, the choice, the recipes. It's really nice. But well, Spanish food is all good, too.
That's cool. We have a similar opinion. Japanese food is probably my second favorite food. And I spent some time in Italy, and I really like Italian food.
Yeah, that's nice too. Nice too. And the other thing I like about Japan is the onsens, the nature, and the culture that Japan has.
Mm. Now, onsen is a word we use in Japan. Could you tell us, what is an onsen?
An onsen, and there are many kinds of onsens as such. It's the bath that you go to. It's normally a public shared bath, which has spring water from a mountain, and it can be hot or cold, but the baths are always warm, so they heat up those streams that aren't so warm. But in any case, the onsen water is from a natural source, so that's what defines the onsen.
Ooh. And I think we could probably call it hot springs or a thermal bath.
Yep, that's the one. And it's all there are about 300 or so just in this province, in the state of Nagano.
I've been to a few. I've probably been to 6 or 7 onsens or spas in Japan. How about you?
About the same.
Mm. Tell us about, I'm interested to know, actually I don't know, I know many things about Charlie, but I don't know the answer to this question. What countries have you been to, Charlie?
Well, just let me get my list here, because...
looks like a pretty long list.
Not that many compared to some hardcore travelers. 17 countries, the last count.
17 countries, but wow.
That's including my two home countries and the one I'm in now. Let's start there. Obviously, UK and Spain, as mentioned before. I've been to the USA, just New York, so there's a lot more to see.
That's my home country.
Finland and Sweden, Morocco, which is a completely different experience to what I expected.
Mm, I know we have some listeners in Morocco.
Good day to those in Morocco.
Mm.
Spain, Portugal, sorry, I mentioned Spain before. France, Belgium, Holland, Denmark, Italy. Most of European countries are very easy to travel to and from because it's relatively cheap. Also, Austria, the Czech Republic, Swiss and Andorra, which is the small country between Spain and France in the Pyrenees.
Ah, yes, I've heard of it. I've never been there, though. Wow, very interesting traveling to all these countries. Do you have any favorites as far as cities or culture, kinds of music, anything like that that you really like from any of these countries?
Sure, some good cities that I've been to. I think New York's it's amazing in many ways. Just such a big place. A friend of mine's just moved there soon, so I hope to see him if I get the chance to. Also, Amsterdam in Holland.
I've been there. Mm-hmm.
Antwerp in Belgium. They both have very very, very good vibes going on. Good atmosphere.
Mm.
Also, I mean, going back to Spain, the cities that I enjoyed the most, Seville, Granada, Barcelona, Cadiz, some amazing atmosphere. I really hope to go there too.
Wow. If my wife was listening now, she would say, she would really like to go to Spain. I was lucky enough about 10 or more years ago, I was in Barcelona, or Barcelona, I think they say there, and Madrid. And a couple places close to Madrid, but I can't remember the names.
Is it, could it be Toledo?
It could be. A friend of mine was working there, and he took me around some places within an hour or two of Madrid.
Mm.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
That's
really
good.
Liked it. Charlie, How about countries you'd like to visit in the future? Do you have any a kind of wish list that you would like to travel to?
Always. I think everybody has, really. I guess being on this side of the planet, there are a few new possibilities. Visiting Thailand, that would be probably something quite doable too. New Zealand attracts me, and two other countries just for some kind of spiritual adventure or seeing a different side of the world would be India and Tibet. Yeah, and I think that's
it. I can highly recommend India and Tibet. Yeah. I spent many years in India, and I traveled 4 times to Tibet.
Wow.
So maybe someday I can guide you around these places.
Yeah. I'd hope to visit one of them at least in the next year or so. Yeah.
Great. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you, John.
We hope you get there. Okay, now we have a big question for you, Charlie. About your future, what do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope to do in the next 5 years, or let's say in the short-term future?
That's a difficult question, John.
Sorry about such a big question, Charlie. You're not really ready for it, but maybe the listeners are interested.
I don't think I'll ever be ready for it. At the moment, thinking about it pretty much on a daily basis, what to do here, and I'd really basically just like to help people in any way that I can. So if that means providing an English teaching service of some kind, or doing any other kind of community work, or all those kind of things, I'd really like to do that.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. How is a different question, but I hope it turns out nicely.
And what you're an English teacher. What are your favorite things about teaching? What do you like about teaching English here in Japan?
Yeah, the variety of people that you meet, the energies that some of the kids have. Some of them don't have it, but some of them do have it. It's really good to meet people and put yourselves in their shoes and try and understand their lives.
I think I've met so many people teaching English here and in other parts of the world, and it's just a great way. You first get into a community, and immediately you know 50 or 100 people because you're a teacher, and they are quickly your students.
Yeah.
So it's really a nice way to quickly know people in an area. All right. Well, Charlie, we took up a lot of your time. Thank you very much. Really, it's been nice to talk to you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, take care.
Okay, John.
I hope you all enjoyed learning some things about Charlie. I'm actually going to ask him a few more questions in an upcoming podcast. Hey, I have an idea. How about you ask the questions? Why don't you, the listeners, ask Charlie a few questions? It's not really so important what I ask Charlie. It's more important what you guys want to ask him. So, please think of a couple questions, and you'll have 2 ways to get those questions to me. First, you can go to EnglishTeacherJohn.com, click on the My English blog, and write them in a blog post. Or second, you can send me an email at podcast@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Send me your questions for Charlie. He's anxiously awaiting your questions. Thanks. Hey, what is that flying so low? Oh no, watch out! Here comes today's idiom! Our first idiom today is a piece of my mind. Piece, P-I-E-C-E, like a piece of pie. A piece of my mind. This idiom was a request from Julio Cesar Baldim, and he's from Brazil. Thank you very much, Julio. Obrigado. A piece of my mind. I'd like to give you a piece of my mind. She really gave me a piece of her mind. It sounds like someone was a little angry with me, doesn't it? Giving someone a piece of your mind means you made someone angry with something you did. And now they're going to angrily explain to you why they are upset with you. Hey, I'm going to go over to Kim and give him a piece of my mind. After that, he'll really know why I'm angry with him. Hey, let's try it. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. She really gave Ayano a piece of her mind. Why don't you just go over and see him tomorrow and give him a piece of your mind? I'm really tempted to give them a piece of my mind. Let's learn about another idiom today. Our next idiom is actually a group of idioms. First, we'll ask a question and see if anyone has an answer for us. Excuse me, does anyone here know anything about the new class schedule? I don't have the faintest idea. I don't have the foggiest idea. He didn't have the slightest idea. I have no idea. She didn't have a clue. Hey, what do you think these mean? Yes, right. I don't know anything about that. Masami, do you know how to get to the new movie theater in town? No, I don't have a clue. I don't have the foggiest idea. Okay, you guessed it. It's practice time.
Oh, no.
Just a few sentences today, and here they are. Please repeat them. I'm going to go over there and give her a piece of my mind. I'm going to go over there and give her a piece of my mind. He wanted to give Pietro a piece of his mind, but he was too scared. He wanted to give Pietro a piece of his mind, but he was too scared. I think you should give them a piece of your mind. I think you should give them a piece of your mind. I don't have the faintest idea. I don't have the faintest idea. I don't have the foggiest idea. I don't have the foggiest idea. He didn't have the slightest idea. He didn't have the slightest idea. I really have no idea. I really have no idea. I asked her, but she didn't have a clue. I asked her, but she didn't have a clue. Well, that's it for today's idioms. As I've said in previous podcasts and on the My English blog, I'd like to create a kind of English voice chat community. Right now, I'm calling it Skype Pals English, but I think I'll soon change that name. I'm not sure what the new name is going to be. Have you heard of a pen pal or maybe an e-pal? Well, a pen pal is a friend in another country who you exchange letters with. An e-pal is a friend in another country that you exchange email with. So what's a Skype pal's English? Or what's a Skype pal? It's someone in another country who you converse with by using an online voice telephone system, like Skype. Does it sound interesting? Would you like to have an English chat pal, someone you can call once or twice a month and practice your English while learning about a new country and culture? If you want to find out more information about Skype Pals English, our new English voice chat community, just go to EnglishTeacherJohn.com and click on My English Blog. I've written a lot of information about it on the blog. Please let me know your comments about this. Thanks. That's all for this podcast audio lesson. Have a nice week and keep practicing. See you later. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Visit us on the web at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Please email us your comments. Our email address is teacher@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks.